This is NHR Sport.
Hello, and welcome to Nottingham Hospital Radio's weekly football highlights podcast, replaying the finest moments from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the QMC and City Hospitals. On this episode, we once again have a mega dishing of football action from the past 2 weeks, with six games from across Nottingham Forest and Notts County, both home and away, for your enjoyment. You'll soon hear when Notts took on promotion rivals Chesterfield, as well as Forest home game to Fulham in the Premier League. Following those games, you'll also get a triple helping of the Magpies as they travel to Accrington Stanley before facing Cheltenham Town at home, and finally finishing off with another away trip to Oldham Athletic. But first, we are at the City Ground for the Reds' round of 16 first leg tie against FC Midtjylland in the Europa League. Your commentary for our first game comes courtesy of Mark Lonsdale and Lewis Brown.
As we wait for the referee to blow the whistle, and he does blow the whistle here at the City Ground for this Europa League round of 16 game between Nottingham Forest and FC Midtjylland first leg, as the ball goes back to Matt Sells and he kicks it looking for Igor Jesus, looking for Junior Brumado. Billing trying to take on Morato, puts in a cross, it's towards Brumado, who heads it back, and I think it's Murillo again who's cleared the ball off the line. How many times does he do that for Forest? That's the seventh time he's done that since he joined.
I'd say once is too many. That was poor defending, Lewis, down this right side for Midtjylland, and ball went in. It was a free header and he headed it. It was a great clearance, as you say, from Murillo.
But do you think Brumado should have done better?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. We're just
Hutchinson plays it forward though to the left-hand side to Gibbs White. He's it to the edge of the penalty area, cuts back inside and plays the ball across the field to Aina. Aina's urged to shoot, he does shoot, it's saved, it's come to Jesus. He can't find the back of the net though, he couldn't bring the ball under control, it was bubbling about, and in the end he snatches at it with his left foot and puts the ball wide, but flapped at it did Olafsson, the shot from Aina. I'm not sure, it did take a slight deflection, so he just tries to palm it away, but palmed it pretty much into the feet of Jesus. He couldn't find the target though. The ball goes wide of the post. 36 minutes gone, Forest 0, Midtjylland 0. Hutchinson, left footed in swinger, looking for Jesus. He actually wins the header, it's cleared off the line by Billing. Jesus tries to bring the ball down again and find Gibbs White, who chips the ball back in, but he chips it over the bar. But again, Forest should have scored. I think it's Philip Billing who's cleared this off the line. It was a header from Jesus, it looked looped up, but the keeper was off his line, he was in no man's land. It's actually come off Bravo and it was looping back into the Midtjylland goal, but Billing had covered well and gets the header away. And after 41 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Midtjylland 0.
Yeah, and it's livened up. The first sort of opening 5-10 minutes was a little bit dour for both teams, but my word, it's opened up with chances.
Jesus then tries to find Hutchinson, but he's forced too far wide. He cuts the ball back to Gibbs White, who takes a shot, and it's actually kicked it against the Midtjylland man, who was about 3 yards in front of him, and the ball then goes past the post. Forest should be one up by now, at least, but they're not. 44 minutes gone, it's still Forest 0, Midtjylland 0.
Yeah, that was a great pullback as well, wasn't it? And he hits it first time, and say, straight out for a corner. Yeah, it was good defending, got his leg to it, great we said this, Midtjylland's defending has been epic tonight, it's been really, really good. I agree, Forest should be one, maybe two up. Midtjylland have had some chances, but nothing as clean cut as this.
But on the flip side, the Forest can only blame themselves for not taking the chances that they've had.
And
I'm wondering then,
I wonder what was that again.
Yeah, me too. The ref blew the whistle, word. But they were the ref blew the whistle when the ball was flicked up in the air.
It was, and then he gave the bizarre. I've never seen that. It was like a touchdown from an NFL. I didn't even see the board go up for the fourth official.
I didn't either. And the funny thing was, is he pointed to the dugouts, which assumes he's saying, let's go down the tunnel. But where he pointed to go down the tunnel, the tunnel's nowhere near.
The tunnel's here.
What an end to the game. I think maybe is Specsavers in the house? Is anybody from Specsavers in the house? Maybe they need to just go and visit Rad Obrenović at half-time. But here at half-time, nothing really to comment on. Forest have had chances. Keeper Olafsson has made a couple of really good saves. Forest have also put a couple of shots from not far out past the post as well. But it remains 0-0 here at the City Ground at half-time between FC Midtjylland and Nottingham Forest in this Europa League game. As the referee, Rad Obrenović, just checks everybody. And then the referee blows the whistle for the second half here at the City Ground between Nottingham Forest and FC Midtjylland. And it sounds like, yes, Forest have made a change as well, as the ball comes forward and Mbabu tries to shrug off the man that has changed for the Reds. It's Nico Williams. Good little flick there from Jesus, and that gives White away. He's got Omari Hutchinson in front of him. He does play the ball to Hutchinson, but he does take it wide left. Forest attacking the lower West Bridgeford. Hutchinson crosses the ball back to Ola Aina, and it's blocked by Morgan Gibbs White. Can you believe it? Here at the City Ground, Aina, pretty much on the penalty spot, takes a shot towards goal, and standing on the 6-yard line is Morgan Gibbs White, who actually blocks his own teammate's shot. They're really bright out there, although heavy, heavy rain, as Byskov takes a long shot and Matt Sells has to dive to his right. It hit the turf and bounced right in front of him, skimmed up off there, and Matt Sells luckily was alive to it because it was a long shot. He was about 25 yards out, was Byskov, when he takes the shot, and it's a good save by Matt Sells to push it round his right-hand post and out for what is actually Michelin's first corner of the game.
And I thought that was brilliant because it did. It bounced right in front of the goalkeeper, and with a wet on the turf, it skidded. It come up with some speed, didn't it? And it was like a top serve on at tennis. And
look at the wind coming in as well. I'm just watching the rain. The wind's whipping from this corner.
You can see it on top of the dugout.
It's going to be interesting because this ball comes in, it's whipped in, and it's headed away, but only as far as a Michelin man, who then takes a shot.
Oh, he's hit the bar.
He's hit the bar. That's the Michelin man. And now Forrester breaking with Gibbs White. It's end to end. Mark's excited. We're all excited here as Hutchinson's now coming down the right for Forest. After that ball hit the bar from Michelin, he crosses it in. Hutchinson, it's over everybody. Heading to the edge of the area. Dominguez can't bring it under control, but he does find Anderson. Anderson now plays it back inside to Aina. Still on the edge of the area. Aina trying to get away from his man. It was a good tackle. And now he's down on the floor. And Byskov plays the ball forward. Milenkovic, though, is going to step in and play the ball back to Sells. And after 52 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Michelin 0.
Now, want to breathe.
Olafsson then kicks it long after a pass back from Zhao. Nico Williams wins the header, though, and finds Anderson, who's into the penalty area, trying to trick his way back. Anderson shoots, and it's straight at the goalkeeper. Anderson turned his man inside. Two Michelin men have gone down again, holding their legs. I'm not sure if what's going off with the Michelin team at the minute. But Anderson, it was a weak shot in the end. And it's straight at Olafsson, who's diving sort of slowly and low to his left. But it's straight into his midriff. And after 68 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Michelin 0. Switched it from left to right. Have Michelin as they play it back to Zhao. He then crosses it in looking for Cho. Cho gets the header on and finds the back of the net for FC Midtjylland. It was a simple cross. The ball was played back to Billing, who hit it. I think it was Billing. First time, crosses the ball, and Chow jumps in front of his man, does Cho, and heads the ball into the bottom left corner, past the despairing diving hand of Matt Sells. And after 80 minutes, it's Nottingham Forest 0, Michelin 1. Milenkovic comes forward, Forest last chance saloon to get a ball into the box and try and get a goal and take this game equal to Denmark, as it's headed away by Ehrlich and then brought out of the air by Ur. And as the ball's brought out of the air by Ur, that is given chance for Obrenović, the referee, to blow the full-time whistle here at the City Ground. Mike Tolberg celebrates with his bench as he then walks towards Vitor Pereira and shakes Pereira's hand, although it wasn't a very friendly handshake, and is arguing between a couple of the assistant managers as well. They're Forest, and there's no love lost between Vitor Pereira and Mike Tolberg. But it has finished here at the City Ground on this cold, wet night in March. It's finished Nottingham Forest 0, FC Midtjylland 1.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Next, we are at Meadow Lane for an important clash towards the summit of the English Football League 2, as Notts County welcomed the men from three junctions north on the M1 Chesterfield. Your commentators for this game are Joe Molyneux and Richard Smith.
Almost ready to go, waiting for our referee, Matt Corlett, to blow the whistle and start the game. It's Notts County against Chesterfield here in League 2 at Meadow Lane. And underway with a ball straight back to Zach Hemming. That will be Armando Dobra that's gone down, I'm thinking.
Surprise, surprise. Slightly theatrical, I reckon.
Clutching his buttock, Armando Dobra's gone down in a heap. And it'll be getting no sympathy whatsoever from the Notts County fans, I can tell you that, for nothing. 8.5 minutes gone. There's a booking there for Ollie Norburn, who's shaking his head at the referee. I'm just wondering whether the fourth official on this near side, who had more of a sighter of that, maybe have influenced that decision. Jerry Jones has been pushed off the ball, but nothing given by the referee. Dylan Markande with the ball at feet, 30 yards from goal, spreads it out wide for Pierce. First time ball back towards Dobra. Dobra, edge of the box, gets a shot in, and Armando Dobra gets the first goal of the game and runs towards the cop with his fingers in his ears, and that's not going to go down very well at all. But Chesterfield, with 15 minutes on the watch, have the lead here at Meadow Lane. It was a ball that came out wide towards Tom Pierce. He played it back in for Dobra, had a shot, came back out to Dobra, and he's put the ball in the back of the net to James Belshaw's right-hand side. 16 minutes gone. It's Notts County 0, Chesterfield 1. And Notts at the moment struggling to get hold of the ball and have any decent spells of possession. And now Chesterfield on the attack, taking the game to Notts County here at Meadow Lane. Dobra again, challenged there by Norburn. And Norburn's thrown his boot off the pitch. And Matt Dennis has gone down again. And Ollie Norburn has been sent off here at Meadow Lane for throwing his boot off the pitch. Ollie Norburn has seen a red card, and Notts County have three quarters of the game to play with 10 men.
Dobra lost his boot. You think you've seen it all, and then something like that happens. Ollie Norburn, Armando Dobra's lost his boot. Ollie Norburn has chucked Dobra's boot off the field. Norburn's obviously done it just to tick Dobra off, but that's not a red card offence. That's a booking offence, surely.
Well, it was second yellow.
Was it?
And he'd already been on a yellow card for the challenge, earlier challenge on Dobra. So Armando Dobra's completely turned the game around for Chesterfield. He's got Ollie Norburn sent off for two yellow cards, and he's also scored a goal. And Notts now are down to 10 men with 20 minutes played. Cross ball comes in towards a near post. It's headed against the post, and it's been hooked away. I think it was McFadzean that nodded that in towards the right-hand post. It bounced back off the post, and it almost went across the goal line, but it was hooked away by a Notts County defender. And Notts will be hoping to get back into this game. Lovely work from Tangan there. Finds Ayol Pender. He's got Jody Jones to his left. He's into the edge of the 18-yard box. Shot comes in, and he's got in the back of the net from Matt Dennis. Half a yard out of goal. And just as Joe Molyneux was saying, Notts have been pretty good since the ball went in the back of the net at the wrong end. But now Notts have equalised. A run down the left-hand side by Jody Jones. He turns the ball in towards Matt Dennis, half a yard from the edge of the Hayden Green family stand goal. And it's all square here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 1, Chesterfield 1. comes through for Pierce. A ball through now and it's gone in. And Chesterfield have a second. And it's Naylor, the number four, that nods it in. Who's going to be booked for kicking the ball away. Chesterfield have a second. It came over to the left-hand side. It was Pearson, cross the ball again. And Naylor nodded it into an empty net. And Naylor will be booked for his celebrations, but he won't mind that. Chesterfield have the lead again. It's Notts County 1, Chesterfield 2. 4 minutes of added time at the end of the first half for Sorulla. Gets past three. And free kick is given. It's allowed to be taken quickly. Ball out wide for Jody Jones. Jones then, corner of the 18-yard box at the Hayden Green family stand. Gets a cross ball in, stands it up towards Matt Dennis, and it's gone in again! Notts County are back in it once again through Matty Platt. Well, that didn't take long. I think that's Matty Platt's first goal of the season. It was a ball stood up by Jody Jones again. It came through to Platt on the goal line, it seems. It's 2-2!
What a game.
And that's the half-time whistle here at Meadow Lane. That's an entertaining first half, if ever there was one. Notts went down to 10 men. Literally 3 minutes after Armando Dobrad scored for the visitors. Ollie Norburn then got sent off 3 minutes later for throwing Armando Dobra's boot off the pitch. Then Notts got back in it through an own goal through Swinkles. Tom Naylor thought that he put the visitors into the lead at half time on 44 minutes. But Matt Platt had different ideas just 2 minutes later with his first goal of the season for Notts County to make it half time score here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 2, Chesterfield 2. Our referee Matt Corlett just about to get us a one underway for the second half. Notts County attacking the cop end, as they always like to do in the second half of games. Ball out wide left towards Dobra. Dobra's taking it towards the corner flag on that far side. Got Duffy with him. Finds Braybrook though. Braybrook again, 30 yards from goal. Chips the ball in towards the centre of goal. And it's nodded in by Liam Mandeville. A lovely goal there, worked by Braybrook. And it was lofted towards the far post. And Liam Mandeville nods the ball in at the left-hand end. And Chesterfield have a third. It's Notts County 2, Chesterfield 3. Well, 12,604 here at Meadow Lane today. I think it's the biggest crowd of the season. 1,954 Chesterfield fans in to enjoy their afternoon in the sunshine. The referee blows for full time, and the visitors have won the game by 3-2. Goals from Liam Mandeville, Tom Naylor and Armando Dobra. Only replied to by an own goal from Silt Swinkles. And Matt Platt in that first half. It's been a disappointing afternoon for Notts County, which took a turn for the worst on 18 minutes. Having already been booked, Ollie Norburn then threw Armando Dobra's boot off the field and get his second yellow card, earning him a red card, and it meant that Notts County had 70 odd minutes to play with only 10 men. It's here at Meadow Lane. The final score is Notts County 2, Chesterfield 3.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
Now, we are on to our second of the Nottingham Forest games, as the Tricky Trees were visited by the Cottagers, Fulham, in the Premier League. With the highlights from this game, your commentator, Lewis Brown.
Yes, and as Mullaghan Tyre rings out around the City Ground, the rain starts to fall, and Sam Barrett blows the whistle here at the City Ground for Nottingham Forest versus Fulham in the Premier League. And the ball goes back to Bernd Leno, who kicks it long, and Forest then win the ball. And as they go to kick it up the pitch, Jesus is fouled, and Forest have a free kick in their own half. Sangari wins the header and looks for Jesus, who swaps passes with Anderson, and Anderson then heads the ball past Bassey into the penalty area, cuts back inside, takes a shot and puts the ball wide of Bernd Leno. Leno's goal. Anderson had done well to head it past Bassey. Bassey had then caught up with him, so he does a little turn and flick in the penalty area, which frees up some space, and then he hits the ball first time with his left foot, and he goes for the bottom near post corner, but gets it horribly wrong, does Elliot Anderson, and just drags the ball wide. And after 9 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Fulham 0. It's going to be crossed in by Iwobi, puts the ball in, and Bassey wins a free header, but heads it straight at the feet of Matt Sells. It was a free header for Calvin Bassey, and he puts it anywhere but where he does, and it's in the back of the net, but he actually heads it straight at Matt Sells, who falls on the ball, gets it caught between his legs, and then picks up the ball after. It was a great save from the Forest man. It really should be 1-0 to Fulham, but after 18 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Fulham 0. And Forest are going to have a dangerous free kick now, about 20 yards out. Gibbs White has the ball in his hand at the moment. It was fifth yellow card for Sanderberg this season. He's now a part of the five-man wall for Fulham, who also have a sleeping policeman as well behind that wall in Josh King. Definitely a chance for Forest to test Bert Leno in goal here as Gibbs White puts the ball down again. Referee Sam Barrett blows the whistle. Gibbs White is still standing over it as Gibbs White now takes a few steps back, and then it's touched forward, and Gibbs White then plays the ball through the wall and straight into the hands of Bernd Leno, who doesn't really have to move. It was a soft pass. It was a worked free kick. It was rolled quickly by Nico Williams, and he rolls the ball straight through to he rolls the ball forward to Gibbs White, who takes a shot. It goes through, I think, the centre of the wall, but straight into the hands of Bernd Leno, who just drops down onto the ball for Fulham, and that's the chance gone for the Reds. 33 minutes, still Forest 0, Fulham 0. Sells now kicking it long, looking for Gibbs White. He's got Tete for company. He tries to spin off the body of Tete, but he can't keep it. No, he does keep it in. Does Morgan Gibbs White? Well done. And then he does a little back flick down the line, and Nico Williams has continued the run. Crosses it to Dominguez, edge of the area. He takes a shot low. Low, not hard enough. Good idea from Nicolas Dominguez. It's the second shot on target for the Reds. The ball is laid back to the edge of the penalty area, and it's Dominguez who's running onto it, keeps the ball down with his left foot, tries to play it to Bert Leno's bottom right-hand corner, but the Fulham keeper saw it coming and dives low to his right, saves the ball. Like I say, it wasn't powerful enough in the end, but after 36 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Fulham 0. Harry Wilson goes to take it. He's got his arm up. It's a left-footed in-swinger. Iwobi, who had gone short, now runs away from the corner. It's crossed in towards Joachim Anderson, and it's actually headed by, I think it was a Fulham man who headed it. There's Sells and Josh King, who have ended up in the back of the net. But just wait to see it again. But it looked like a good chance for Fulham from that corner, but it was headed wide. And with that, that also gives referee Sam Barrett chance to blow the half-time whistle here at the City Ground, where it's been a game of very limited chances and very limited quality. Forest's best chance came from a free kick, which Morgan Gibbs White hit straight at Bernd Leno in goal. Soft, it was a nice little works one where Nico Williams rolled the ball forward and he hit the free kick first time and hit it straight at the keeper. Forest have had other chances. Elliot Anderson working his way down the right channel, cut back inside, but his left footed shot was then dragged past the near post. And also Nicolas Dominguez's shot from the edge of the area was on target, going low to the bottom right corner of Bernd Leonard's goal, but not enough power on it, and the keeper made a comfortable save. Fulham arguably should be in the lead when Calvin Bassey had a header from about 6 to 8 yards out that was headed straight at Matt Sells. Anywhere else, the ball would have been in the back of the net, but where he headed it was straight at Matt Sells, who was able to dive sort of and sit down on the spot and stop the ball with his legs. And then a second chance just then for Fulham right at the end of the first half when that corner was headed just wide. Like I say, seems shows chances, but not of real quality here at the City Ground. But you can hear more here from the City Ground, the second half of Nottingham Forest versus Fulham. Yes, we are back here at the City Ground for the second half of Nottingham Forest versus Fulham, with Forest kicking off. It's currently 0-0. And the ball gets played back to Matt Sells, who kicks it long for the Reds. And then a bit of head tennis has led to the ball going out for Fulham throw. Forest have made two substitutions at half-time. Omari Hutchinson and Danan Doi have come on. On off go Nicholas Dominguez and Callum Hudson-Odoi. So two changes for the Reds in the wing positions. As Nico Williams plays the ball back to Murillo. Murillo then plays it down to Odoi, and he's in behind the defence and he's still trying to bring it under control, and the air gets barged by Calvin Bassey, and a penalty's given, but then Odoi is given as offside. The linesman puts the flag up. Obviously it will go to VAR to make sure that Danan Doi was offside. If he's not, Forest do have a penalty, but we're going to wait to see if Danan Doi is offside. And Forest, they've ran back at the minute, so I would guess that they feel that they are. Linesman obviously didn't flag straight away. We waited to see what would happen, so it's going to be offside. It was clumsy from Calvin Bassey, though, just bundled into the back of Danan Doi. As he sort of took the ball, took an extra touch, and then Danan, he's just bundled into the back of him by Calvin Bassey. But again, it looks like Danan Doi is offside. So early drama here at the City Ground. 46 minutes gone. Still Forest 0, Fulham 0. Murillo now plays the ball down the centre, looking for Aina, who does bring it under control from Bassey, and then takes the shot and hits the crossbar. Aina did brilliantly, and he takes a shot from the edge of the area. First sort of bubbles up lovely for him, and he hits it on the volley and it crashes against the crossbar. Forest still have the ball because it came out and landed at a Forest man's feet, and they're still trying to work their way in. Amari Hutchinson now trying to come down the right, puts in a cross looking for Jesus. It's headed away and Fulham now have the ball, but 57 minutes gone. Forest have an excellent opportunity to take the lead, but Ola Aina can only find the bar instead of the back of the net. And here at the City Ground, it's still Forest 0, Fulham 0. As the throw's taken down, and Awonyi wins it straight away and flicks it straight to a man, and then Ndoye's in past the keeper, takes a shot, and then Ndoye finds the back of the net for Forest. The fans go crazy, the players go crazy. Forest have managed to get a goal here at the City Ground. It was a simple ball over the top for Danan Doi. He races into the penalty area. He just has to beat Leno. He does beat Leno. He puts the ball into the bottom left corner of the net. And here at the City Ground, after 62 minutes, it's Nottingham Forest 1, Fulham 0. It's going to go to VAR. I'm not entirely sure. It'll be a hugely disappointing if Forest haven't scored here, because it was a great finish by Danan Doi. It was taken lovely. The linesman didn't put his flag up, but we wait to see if VAR are going to spoil the party here at the City Ground. It's offside. The referee's blown the whistle. It's offside. And it went flat here at the City Ground. And the fans are now trying to get behind the Reds again. But Danan Doi is offside again for the Reds. So it's not 1-0. It's 0-0 still after 64 minutes here at the City Ground. And Leno takes the free kick. It's now Tom Kearney on halfway. He's fouled by James McAtee. And with that foul by James McAtee on Tom Kearney, it gives referee Sam Barrett chance to blow the full-time whistle here at the City Ground, where it's again another game of missed chances and opportunities for the Reds. It's finished Nottingham Forest 0, Fulham 0.
This is NHR Sport.
Hi, it's Vicky McClure here. Just popping on to NHR to wish you a speedy recovery.
On to our first away game for this podcast.
when Notts County travelled to the Wham Stadium to face Accrington Stanley in the English Football League 2. Your commentary comes from Chris Orme and Richard Smith.
Accrington Stanley will kick us off, playing towards the town end, away to our right-hand side. Decent following from Nottingham. I have to say that the ground is by nowhere near full. Ball straight out of play on this near side, which seems to be a thing at the moment. A lot of people playing for position, a bit like in the rugby. Every time they've got to get the ball down on the deck, which is what Conor Grant's tried to do. He's flicked the ball round to Aaron Nielsen-Tangen, who's in at the Clayton end, gets a shot in, good save from the keeper, and it's cleared away for the first corner of the game, away to our left hand side. But a great work there from Conor Grant, found Harold Nielsen-Tangen, who eventually got the shot away. Lovely save from the keeper, and it was cleared away, first corner of the game to Notts. Macari then on the right hand side, good possession work this from Notts County, finding Sorulla. Cuts infield on his left foot, plays the ball in on the deck, looking for Harold Nielsen-Tangen, who's got away from his man. Can he find a ball towards Jody Jones, who puts the ball in the back of the net? And just where we're saying somebody needs to stand up and step up to make a goal, Jody Jones pops up with it. Accrington Stanley couldn't clear their lines, and Notts County are one to the good with around about 8 minutes on the watch. It's Accrington Stanley 0, Notts County 1. Centre with Conor Grant. Devon Matthews then gets the ball infield and it's given away. And now Keenan Bennett is in on goal. Can he shoot? Can he score? Can he? 2-0 Notts. Keenan Bennett's first goal for Notts County. And that was of Accrington Stanley's own making. They panicked there at the back and gave the ball away. Conor Grant played a ball to his right. Keenan Bennett was there. Nobody on him at all. And he lofts the ball into the empty net. Past the keeper, it's 2-0 Notts with 31 minutes on the watch.
And that was all down to Accrington Stanley panicking at the back, wasn't it? But every time they get the ball and they see a county player coming at them, they don't know what to do. That's slack passing, but what a finish that was for Keenan Bennett. One-on-one with the keeper, slid it into the bottom corner. It's 2-0, Richard. Probably it's more than deserved, to be honest, more than deserved.
And Keenan Bennett has nodded it back in towards the path of the Stanley player. It comes back to Paddy Madden. Shot bounces back off Lewis McCory, but it's gone in. And it's a flag up for an offside in the centre of goal. I think it was Sean Worley, the number seven, who was lurking with intent. The ball was fizzed across and Sean Worley got a good connection on it and it went in, but the linesman's flag's beaten him. It's still Accrington nils, Notts County 2. Notts just need to keep their wits about them for the next half a minute or so. Driven ball in, finds Worley, edge of the 18-yard box, bit of trickery, and a great save that from James Belshaw. Oh, he was heading for the top right-hand corner, and Belshaw stuck out a big right hand and flipped it over the top of the bar. It's Stanley's first corner of the first half, but what a terrific save from Belshaw.
He's gone flying across his goal. He had no right to get to that. And it's flying in the top corner, as you said, Richard. And he's just got his fingertips to it and tipped it over the bar. What a great save, considering he's had to do absolutely nothing so far in that first half.
The referee blows for half-time, and that can be a very satisfactory first half with no recognised striker. Notts go in at half-time thanks to two goals from Jody Jones and Keenan Bennett. 2-0 up against Accrington Stanley. Half-time then here at the Wham. It's Accrington Stanley 0, Notts County 2. Well, we're just about to get the second half underway, and Accrington Stanley have made a substitution. And onto the field comes Dan Martin for Freddie Sass. Lofts it forward again, headed away by Ayo Penda. Jones flicks it on towards Keenan Bennett. Tries to bring it down, Bennett. He finds Conor Grant. Jody Jones now. Keenan Bennett with a bit of room to run into. He's got Sorulla to his right. That's where the ball goes. Sorulla then cuts back on his left foot, gets a square ball in, and a chance for Conor Grant to put the ball into the back of the net, and Notts have a third on the breakaway. 68 minutes on the watch, and that caps a fine performance by Conor Grant. You have to say he's run himself into the ground. It came back off the keeper, but he was there again, Johnny on the spot, to make it Notts County 3, Accrington Stanley 0. As the ball is lofted forward towards Alassana Jatta. There was a foot up there, but Alassana Jatta's away at the town end. He plays the ball right into the keeper. I think he beat himself with the two overs there, didn't he?
How many step overs do you need? He just needed to move the ball either side of the goalkeeper. He's just tried two step overs too much. It's a clear run on goal. It's one on one. By the time he's gone to do his third step over, the goalkeeper's already picked it up.
Jatters away again. He's got a defender in front of him. He finds Tyrese Hall. And it's number four. Easy as you like. Alassane Jatta, one-on-one with the defender, squares the ball for Tyrese Hall. And with 82 minutes on the watch, Notts have a fourth here at the Wham Stadium. It's all good stuff. Tyrese Hall, the scorer. It's Accrington Stanley nil, Notts County four. 1,863 on at the Wham this evening. 538 from Nottingham. They've been thoroughly entertained, have those 538. We've reached the 94th minute and Notts County, on the road, without any recognised strikers in the starting 11, have won the game by 4-0. Terrific performance from minute one through to minute 94, and Notts County have gone away with all 3 points here in East Lancashire, thanks to goals from Jody Jones, Keenan Bennett, Connor Grant and Tyrese Hall. It's finished. Accrington Stanley nil, Notts County four.
This is NHR Sport. NHR Sport is on the lookout for a main sponsor. We are now able to offer a sponsorship opportunity for a company or individual that would like to support our committed team of volunteers who provide comprehensive coverage of Nottingham Forest and Notts County games. Our flagship sports show, Scoreboard, carries full match commentaries on a weekly basis for the patients and staff of the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. And as this is our 40th year of providing that service to our listeners, we'd like to find that special company or individual who'd like to help us out. For more information and detail about this amazing opportunity, please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the sponsor page. That's nhradio.org.uk.
Two more games left for you on this podcast, and we are now back to Meadow Lane as the Magpies were visited by the Robins from Cheltenham Town. Your commentary for this one is from Joe Molyneux and Lewis Brown.
The Notts fans are in fine voice though here at Meadow Lane, and that gives Elliot Bell chance now to blow the whistle for this kickoff in the English Football League 2 as Notts take on Cheltenham, and the ball's played back from Cheltenham, who take the kick, and it's kicked long, and then a bit of head tennis is going off as Jake Bickerstaff tries to bring the ball under control, but he's stopped by Nick Cirulla, and it's gone out for a throw right in front of us here in the Derek Pavis stand. With Shearing taking the throw. Now Young kicks it down the line looking for Davison. He chests it, trying to find John Thomas. Does. Gets it back to Davison. He's in behind now. Davison into the penalty area. Squares it to Hutchinson, who puts it into the back of the net. It's a simple goal for Cheltenham. It was Davison who chested the ball down to Hutchinson. Thomas laid it back into Davison, who was able to run into the right channel. He crosses the ball low, and Hutchinson's the man on the penalty spot to smash it towards goal and into the back of the net. And here at Meadow Lane, after 10 minutes, it's Notts County nil, Cheltenham 1. Corner taken by Connor Grant, short to Tangan, back to Connor Grant, square to the edge of the penalty area. It's taken a shot, but it's blocked. And then a second shot, it's Jody Jones! It's deflected. It was Matt Palmer who took the shot. It deflected off of Jody Jones, who was standing on the six-yard box. Linesman doesn't put his flag up. It's in the back of the net here at Meadow Lane. After, I believe it's about 13, 14 minutes, 15 minutes, it's Notts County 1, Cheltenham 1. Tangan's picked up the ball well for Notts here in the centre of Cheltenham's half. He plays it back to Palmer, but he then finds Cirulla out wide, tries to swap passes with Connor Grant. Inside now to Palmer. He's got a lot of space as Palmer. He's going to take a shot, and he does! Into the back of the net. What a goal from Matt Palmer. We were right behind it. You could see him line it up just outside the penalty area, about 17, 18 yards out, and he rifles it into the top corner, past Joe Day, into the goal. 27 minutes gone. It's Notts County 2, Cheltenham 1.
It's
tell you what, we're right at the back of the press box here, but even it felt like we had front row seats for that. What a hit from Matt Palmer. It had some outer swerve as well. It's just arrowed right into the top corner. They gave him space at the edge of the box, and he's used it. It's a brilliant strike.
Forward to Young. Young then finds Cundy. 34 minutes gone here at Meadow Lane. Knox to Cheltenham 1. As Thomas does well to skip away from Beddo and then lay the ball into Ashfield, who's now inside the penalty area. Crosses it towards Hutchinson, who's free, brings it under control and passes the ball into the back of the net. Again, Hutchinson's on his own in the Knox penalty area. There's nobody around him, and the cross comes in to him. He stops the ball dead about 7 yards out and then passes it past James Belshaw into the bottom left corner of the goal. And after 34 minutes here at Meadow Lane, it's Notts County 2, Cheltenham 2. Cundy now kicks the ball long down the line looking for Davison, who's can't get away from McDonald, and then Bedu gets the ball and he clears it into he kicks it forward, and with that gives Elliot Bell a chance to blow the half time whistle here at Meadow Lane. A game that saw Hutchinson score for Cheltenham when there was nobody around him on the penalty spot as the ball came into the box early in the first half. Notts did get an equaliser through a shot from Matt Palmer that hit Jody Jones on its way towards goal and then found its way into the back of the net. Notts then took a lead from Matt Palmer himself when he shot from about 18 yards out and rifled it into the top corner of Joe Day's goal. A fantastic goal, and we got a great view of it here in the Derek Pavis stand. But Notts switched off again at the back as a cross came in. Hutchinson again all on his own about 6 yards out, just passed the ball to James Belshaw's left and into the goal. And that's how it's finished here at half time at Meadow Lane. In this Football League 2 game, it's Notts County 2, Cheltenham 2. And both teams are back out on to the pitch here in the lovely sunshine in Nottingham. No changes to either side as referee Elliot Bell blows his whistle for the second half here to get underway. It's currently Notts County 2, Cheltenham 2, as the ball's played long and Alassane Jatta tries to win it from Ashfield. Jody Jones picks up the loose ball, finds Tangan, but he can't find Jatta again with the ball. At the moment, it does look like Bennett's has gone to play on the right of that front sort of two that are sitting just behind Jatta. As Palmer plays it inside to Iopenda, who skips away from two, and then lovely feet from Iopenda as he gets towards the end of the area. Takes the shot and puts the ball into the goal! That was absolutely fantastic from Tom Iopenda. He turns one man, puts the ball through the legs of another, runs towards the edge of the penalty area, and puts the ball past the diving arm of Joe Day into his bottom right-hand corner. And here at Meadow Lane, after 65 minutes, it's Notts County 3, Cheltenham 2.
Sign on the dotted line, young man. That is brilliant. Picked up the ball about 40 yards out, has turned. So not the ball for his legs. Away he went from two Cheltenham midfielders. He's turned past one. He's turned past the number 8 as well, and 25 yards out, he's just so coolly slotted it into, well, his bottom left-hand corner beyond the dive of Joe Day to his right. That's a brilliant goal. It's been a while since he's found the net, Tom Iopenda, but that reminds him how much quality this man has.
Sharing again, he's closed down by Jones, has to go back to Ashfield, who in turn goes back to Young, and then a bit of a wayward pass by Young has let Bennett's in, and then Bennett's has found Norburn. Norburn coming forward. He plays a lovely ball to Iopenda, who's now on towards goal again. He squares it to Jatta. Jatta can't bring it under control, but it's actually taken off of Jatta's feet. I think it was by Wilson, the defender, who was trying to get back to tackle Jatta. I think it's hit Wilson's foot as Jatta was trying to bring it under control. It goes past Day into the back of the net, and here at Meadow Lane, after 71 minutes, it's Notts County 4, Cheltenham 2. Norburn back to Ness and then to Beddo, and then Bennett swaps passes with Iopenda, and he gets round Shearing, gives Bennett, and then Shearing just kicks out at Bennett as he's trying to run down the line. It's a late tackle, it's not a red card, Notts fans chanting off, but it is definitely a yellow by Shearing, and he's giving him a red.
It's a straight red. I'm quite shocked at that. It wasn't a particularly dangerous foul, but what it was very cynical, because Bennett's had got past him and outran him easily. And as Bennett's was off and down the line, Shearing just kicks out a leg at him, trips him up, and has got his marching orders. Beddo now finds Bennett's, who's coming down the left, and Deeming's actually slipped over, which has let Bennett's get past him, and then he shrugs off Tomkinson, squares the ball, and it's hit first time by Tyrese Hall, 6 yards out. The ball was squared to him by Keenan Bennett, and he just has to side foot it into the net. There was nothing Joe Day could do, not find the goal again here at Meadow Lane. 94 minutes gone. It's Notts County 5, Cheltenham 2.
9 goals in the space of a week. Well, 11 goals if you count Chesterfield last week. Tyrese Hall will take the credit, but give credit to Keenan Bennett as well down the right. Skipped away. Deeming may have slipped on his backside initially, but good pace and good commitment, good intention from Keenan Bennett to hit the byline. And there was Tyrese Hall, 8 yards out. It's been a disastrous second half for the Robins all round, really. They've had no grasp of the ball. They've been outclassed. They've had none of the ball, but also Notts. That's not to say we're taking credit away from Notts.
No credit to be taken away from Notts. As referee Elliot Bell blows the whistle, the 6 minutes have been played, added on here at Meadow Lane, and he blows the full-time whistle, where it's ended Notts County 5, Cheltenham 2. A goal early for Notts in, for Cheltenham in the first half, when Isaac Hutchinson was left free on the penalty spot, saw Cheltenham 1-0 up. Notts came back though with a deflected goal off of Jody Jones, and then a stunning goal from Matt Palmer from outside the area found the top corner to put Notts 2-1 up. Cheltenham did come back though before the end of the first half, when Isaac Hutchinson again was left in acres of space about 8 yards out and just had to pass the ball into the back of the net. But Notts came out rearing and ready to go in the second half, and a goal from Tom Iorpender that was just fantastic. And if you get the chance, go and watch it. He spun and took the ball around one man, put it through the legs of another, and then ran about 10 to 15 yards before side-footing it from outside the area into the bottom corner. An absolutely stupendous goal. In their eagerness to defend and try and get back into it, James Wilson actually had the ball played off of him by Alessandro Jatta, and it cannoned off his foot to find the net to make it 4-2 to Notts before Sam Shearing was sent off for bringing down Keenan Bennett, who had broken away. Again, he wasn't on goal, we can tell you that much, and it was probably a bit of a harsh decision, maybe a yellow, I'm not quite sure it was a red, but that was it, that was the damage done. And then in the 94th minute, Tyrese Hall side foots a ball in from 6 yards out after some great work from Keenan Bennett. Overall, a fantastic afternoon here at Meadow Lane for Notts County and their fans, where it finished in this English Football League 2 game. Notts County 5, Cheltenham 2.
Becoming a member of NHR is easy and rewarding, and we'd like you to join us here at the station by logging on to nhradio.org.uk and heading to the contact page to find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Our final game for you sees Notts County on their travels once more as they visited the northwest of England to take on Oldham Athletic at Boundary Park. Your commentators for this last game are, once again, Chris Orme and Richard Smith.
Notts will kick us off, waiting for the referee to blow his whistle to get the game underway. And Notts play it back to Lucas Ness, who's in tonight for Rod McDonald, who went off injured on Saturday against Cheltenham. He launches it in towards the far post. Breaks for Connor Grant, who misses out there, and a ball through finds Kane Drummond. He's got two to his left. Drummond's gone past the roller. He's in on goal and scores. Kane Drummond with the first real attack of the game. And Oldham Athletic are 1-0 up through Kane Drummond. It's his sixth goal of the season. It ball came through to him. It was sort of given away by Connor Grant at the heart of the Oldham defence, really. And they broke very, very quickly. And Kane Drummond had almost half a pitch to run into,
and he's sidled the ball past James Belshaw. And with just 5 minutes gone, the home side have the lead. It's Oldham 1, Notts County 0. Level with the 18-yard box, back to Norburn, 30 yards from goal. He squares it for Jacob Beddo. Plays it out even wider on the left-hand side, this time for Jody Jones, faced up by Will Sutton. Jones then, teasing Sutton, going one way, then the other. He goes past Sutton, gets a cross ball in, and that's a terrific save. Alassane Ajata nodded the ball in, and Matthew Hudson, with a terrific save, kept his side in it so far. But lovely work down the left-hand side from Jody Jones. Infield for Norburn. Fondop's gone down in a heap. I think Norburn maybe have caught him. And now Norburn's on a yellow card. He was sent off a couple of weeks ago against Chesterfield. And Ollie Norburn sees the first yellow card of the evening.
I think it deserves a better game, being a defending side. And
absolutely. The referee blows for half-time. Not the first half that Notts County or their fans would have wanted. They went behind after just 5 minutes through a Notts County attack. The ball was given away by Connor Grant and eventually came to Kane Drummond, who ran in on goal and side-footed the ball past the left hand of James Belshaw into the net. It's half-time here at Boundary Park. And Notts County are trailing at the moment. It's Oldham 1, Notts County 0. Well, we're just about to get underway in the second half. Referee blows to get Matthew Hudson launching a long ball forward, and I think we can expect a bit more of that. Notts County will have to defend a bit deeper. Woods has gone down in a heap under a challenge from Norburn, and now Norburn is going to seize a red card again. Ollie Norburn has been sent off for a second yellow card, and Notts have to play the second half once again with 10 men. For a challenge on Ryan Woods, Ollie Norburn has seen his second yellow card on 47 minutes, and Notts now are down to 10. You couldn't make it up.
You couldn't. It's more of a second bath with the way the weather is at the minute. But the thing is, it's his first foul in that second half. It's his first foul after he's been booked. I honestly didn't see much in it, but the referee obviously did. And if County were behind the ball game before the whistle to start the second half game, they are certainly against it now after that sending off that's come from absolutely nowhere.
Corner then for Notts County, 55 minutes gone. They trail by a goal to nil. Matt Palmer to take it, lifts it in towards that near post. It's headed away. And now Oldham can bring it out, break rather quickly. And they do break rather quickly. On this near side is Stevens, the number 11. Plays a lovely ball into Kai Payne. He slips his man, slips another one. Knocks it against James Belshaw. And Mike Fondop knocks the ball in the back of the net. And Oldham have a second from a breakaway goal from a Notts County corner kick. Oldham Athletic 2, Notts County 0. Ball in the air. Lucas Ness has played it into the path of Mike Fondop. He's got a chance on goal and scores again. That's the end of the game here at Boundary Park, I'm thinking. A ball given away by Lucas Ness, and Mike Fondop gets his seventh of the season and makes it Oldham Athletic 3, Notts County 0.
Their own downfall from County, isn't it? What Lucas Ness didn't look. He played the ball back to his goalkeeper, didn't bother looking to see if there was anybody there. And Mike Fondop's there making a great run. He's picked the ball up, brought it inside the last defender, placed it into the bottom corner.
Jacob Beddo all the way back to his keeper.
We would like to thank you for attending this evening's game here at Boundary Park. Tonight's match day attendance is 7,701. And this includes a travelling support of 1,101.
Absolutely, the referee does blow for full time, and Oldham have won all 3 points thanks to goals in the first half from Kane Drummond after just 5 minutes. Then Mike Fondop make it 2-0 on 56 minutes, and then again on 68 minutes to make it 3-0. It's finished here at Boundary Park. Oldham Athletic 3, Notts County 0.
Well, that's all we have this time. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.